Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast,
as seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
All right, Maria, a whole week of screens behind us, a whole week of screens ahead of us. What have you got?
There's only one thing I want to talk about today. Celebrity Big Brother is back.
Why am I not surprised?
I'll give you, but Dave, right? This is why I love it.
Okay.
Back in 2016, we had few well-known faces in the house.
As tends to happen, yeah.
Some of which were Tiffany, she's from a reality TV show in America.
Yeah.
And Angie Bowie.
Oh, I know where you're going with this one.
David Bowie's ex-wife.
Yeah.
David Guest was also in the house. At the time that this happened, like, I can't tell you how many planets had to align for this to pan out the way it did, right? So David Bowie died in 2016.
Very sadly, I can see Ian Dempsey weeping at his desk as we're talking about it.
While Angie, his ex-wife, was in the Celebrity Big Brother house. This went huge all over the world, right? Angie was told by the producers, look,
just to let you
David
know,
has sadly passed away. We thought that we should let you know.
Don't
tell anyone else, because it's outside news, which they're not allowed to get in the house. Angie couldn't keep it to herself, which you can understand. You know, it's a very big person in her life. And told Tiffany.
Tiffany, you gotta do me a favor.
Anything?
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
Are you serious?
Sit down.
Oh, God, this is not going well.
I need a drink.
Big Brother, I'm in trouble.
Everybody, come. I can't keep this a secret.
Oh, great.
I can't keep it a secret. She told me not to tell anybody.
What's up?
What's up for now?
She told me something, and I have to say it. I'm not able to not say anything. She told me that David is dead.
David.
Yes.
So then, didn't they go in and check on David Guest, who was just having a kip?
He was under the duvet, so nobody could see him. So everyone thought that, oh no, David Guest. Now, sadly, he did pass away a couple of months later, which is so weird, isn't it?
But not at that moment.
He was actually oblivious and having a nap under a duvet somewhere.
Phenomenal. Okay, so are you expecting a similar turn of events this time?
Yes.
Okay, so who do we know for sure? Like, I mean, like, there's lots of rumours and counter-rumours, all kinds of things. Like, who are you excited about seeing?
Well, they are adamant that they're not releasing it.
Right.
Until, literally, they announce it as the celebrity is walking into the house tonight.
Okay.
So the rumours, right? And the rumours that have come up the most is what I'm focused on.
Fair.
So Fearne Cotton.
Okay.
Louis Walsh.
Louis would
Sharon
be amazing.
Sharon Osbourne, there's a funny one around her because, you know, she's kind of popping up in all these prediction lists. But I read a story as well about the fact that she was asking for too much money to be a fully fledged housemate. So they've struck a deal with her. That means they can afford to have her on, but she'll only be on it for 5 days.
Oh, so she'll parachute in and out.
Yeah, but I don't know whether that'll be part of a challenge or what it will be. But
Louis and Sharon together is going to be absolute dynamite.
Well, yeah, because they're kind of explosive together. Neither of them care what they're saying, whether it offends people or whatever. And they bicker a lot, the two of them. Levi Roots, who was Dragon's Den.
Lovely man, great sauces.
His amazing sauce, Ekin-Su from Love Island.
You're very excited about her, yeah.
And Gary Goldsmith, who is Kate Middleton's uncle.
Kate Middleton's uncle, right.
So apparently people are saying, oh, you know, Harry and Meghan, better be careful. He could come in and tell the truth about everything that happened behind the scenes, or apparently he's been in trouble with the Middletons.
Right.
If it is him going in, he's had a stern talking to about what he's going to
say, what he's allowed to say.
He's a businessman. So obviously he's like, I have a business to promote. Of course I'm going to go into Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
So he might not talk about anything.
True.
You know, the Crown could have told him not to.
He might try just to win.
Yeah. Now, the presenters are the same, right, as, remember, Big Brother itself, not the celebrity version, happened in October. And the presenters are the same. It's AJ Odudu and Will Best.
Okay.
They were very good last year. And although they didn't announce the list of contestants, They did film when they showed the two presenters who was going to be on.
Oh, so it's them reacting.
Yeah, so it was like a YouTube video that my kids watched.
Okay. I watch them all the time as well. All right, have a listen.
There's clues in here.
Oh, yes. Get in. It's the sort of thing they'd say.
Yeah.
Competitive.
So competitive. Will they get the goal?
Will they lift the trophy?
That means they have to fly in.
Just the airfares. They're not scrimping, are they?
International.
And them and the other one. That's going to be weird.
I don't think they're going to get on.
I never thought I'd see them together. On the screen together. Do you know them?
Yeah. A good time gal. They're going to be in the hot tub. They're going to have a splashing time. TV's finest.
Yeah. They're good at pretending. So will they be pretending in the house?
Good at pretending, got to be a good actor there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Flying in, international.
Yeah.
That could be the Sharon Osbourne
thing. Someone said, do you know them? AJ said, yeah. So. Yeah,
party girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And they did say something like he might tell something, so maybe that's your man, that Middleton person you're talking
about. Gary Goldsmith.
Yeah.
It's on Virgin Media 2 tonight at 9 o'clock.
I would say, you know, Maria, what are you doing at 9 o'clock tonight? But obviously, that's what you're doing.
That is what I'm doing.
It's absolutely what you're doing.
What I'm doing for the duration. Because, do you know what? This is actually, the only exciting thing about the first show is...
The introductions to each other.
In.
Yeah, but also that bit where they stand around and they start, hi, I'm whoever.
Yeah, but only if you know they have beef.
No, like, I don't really care about that.
I like it. I'd actually dip out now after the first episode and then dip back in the week. When they're all killing each other.
You say that, but you absolutely won't.
They told me David was dead.
Anybody else?
That's what I want.
Listening to it, or watching it, I should say. 087-4100-102. Dipna says, oh God, forgive me, Maria, but that audio is comedy gold. Yeah, I know.
I'm so sad around it. I have such mixed feelings towards it, but... Yeah, it was very, very good.
You will love it. I have no doubt about it.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.